Making a Plan of Action, Chapter 16, Brian Tracy's Goals Book. Your ability to set goals and make plans for their accomplishment is the master skill of success. No other skill will help you more in fulfilling your potential, in achieving everything that you are capable to accomplish. Almost all major accomplishments are multitask jobs, meaning you should plan out specific steps, the beginning, middle, and end, with clear deadlines and sub-deadlines. Putting your plan together. When you have a clear vision of the end result based on your values and know what you want and why you want it. 2, have your goals written out, organize them by priority and sequence, and selected your major definite purpose. Select your major definite purpose. 3, create measures and standards to track your progress with both deadlines and sub-deadlines to aim at. As targets to aim at. 4. Identify the key obstacles, difficulties, and constraints that stand between you and your goal and organize them by priority. 5. Identify the essential knowledge and skills that you will require to achieve your goal. 6. Organize these competencies by priority and develop a plan to learn what you need to learn to accomplish what you have decided to accomplish. 7. Identify the people, groups, and organizations whose help and cooperation you require, both inside and outside your business. Planning is essential. Spend time reviewing your plan, making your plan, and refer to it often. The number one reason for failure is action without planning. People who say they are too busy to plan in advance must be prepared for unnecessary mistakes and great losses of time, money, and energy. Proper prior planning prevents poor performance. 7 advantages to proper prior planning. 1, it forces you to organize your thinking and identify all the key issues. 2, it forces you to think through what you must do, which saves you time, people, and money, and cost. 3, helps you identify the flaws and errors that could be fatal later on. Ask what if, or what are the worst possible things that can happen if you were to take that particular course of action. 4, identifies weaknesses in your plan and enables you to make provisions to compensate for those weaknesses. 5, identifies strengths and potential opportunities that you can take advantage of that you wouldn't have recognized before. 6, focus your time, money, and concentrate all your resources on the one or two objectives that you must achieve to make the enterprise successful. 7, save hours, weeks, and months of confusion, mistakes, and losses of both money and energy. Planning is a vital discipline. It is a habit and a competence. It is a skill that you can master through repetition and practice, and it is much easier than you might think. List every task and activity. In its simplest form, a plan is simply a list of every activity you will have to engage in from beginning to end. As you think of new items, just add them to your list. Next, determine the priority and sequence of those items. Next, identify the limiting factors. Next, expect failure at first. No plan is ever created perfectly in the first go-round. Next, focus on the solution. When you have a problem, resolve to be solution-oriented. What is the problem? What else is the problem? What are the solutions? What else is the solution? What can we do now? What is the next step? Always think on paper. Assemble your team. Everyone who is responsible for carrying out part of the plan should be involved in the planning process. Identify potential bottlenecks. Determine the critical results. What are the critical results that you want to accomplish at each step of the way to achieve your final goal? Conclusion. Planning is the key to success. The good news is that the very act of planning improves and streamlines the entire process of goal achievement. The more often and more carefully you plan before you begin, the better you will become at the planning process overall. The better you get at planning, the more ideas and opportunities you will attract to you to plan and achieve even bigger and better things. Your ability to decide exactly what you want, write it down, make a plan, and then execute that plan is the key to personal effectiveness and high achievement. These are learnable skills that you can master. In no time at all, you can transform your life or business, double your sales or profitability, achieve your goals, and fulfill your true potential.